From the Purple Wave Auction booth at the Farm Progress Show, Boone, Iowa, day number three, the final day of the show. We're at the Purple Wave booth, and Lad Wessels joins us covering most of eastern Iowa, I guess, huh?
That's right. I cover, basically, I go to Minnesota, to Missouri, Mississippi River, to kind of Tama County up and down, and it's a beautiful day out here today, and we're having a lot of fun at the Farm Progress Show and really enjoying ourselves.
So you said earlier you've been with the company about 8 years, and it's a pretty simple situation if you want to buy or sell with Purple Wave.
Yes, we are. What we, our motto is straight, simple, sold. We come to you, we do pictures, we do videos. That really tells a story. A lot of our buyers won't actually go and look at the equipment themselves. They trust us in our process with the pictures, with the video, and with the descriptions to tell the story of the asset. And from there, they make their buying decisions. And it is just it's just real nice. PurpleWave.com is where you go and check it out. And like I said, right off the get-go, straight, simple, sold.
So how's the traffic been here the first 2 days anyway?
Yesterday was very, both yesterday and Tuesday were nice. Yesterday was extremely busy. We got this DeLorean from the Back to the Future car that people seem to be attracted to, and lots of foot traffic. It's just been a really good show for us.
When the farmers come up and visit with you guys here at the booth, what are they asking you?
They ask a lot of different questions. A lot of them already have heard of Purple Wave, so they know all about us. So they might start talking about, hey, help me look for, this combine or that tractor. And some guys have not heard of us, and so they just want to know what we do and what we can do for them. So we explain our whole process to them and just go from there. So good interactions.
What about farm machinery prices? What's the status on that?
Well, in the used market, which we're in, the market's good, and the prices are, if you're reasonable, if you're going to sell something, let's say, for an example, and you're reasonable in what you want to get, you're going to get that plus a little bit with Purple Wave. A lot of times, like right now, especially a couple of years ago, we had a kind of a supply chain slowdown, and so used items were really in high demand because if you wanted new, you had to wait a couple of years to get it, or 18 months or whatever. And that's still going on. That's slowed down a notch, but it's still the same thing pretty much now. Prices are good.
So there's a lot of competition out there in the auction arena. What set you guys apart from these other guys?
Absolutely. What I tell folks, Purple Wave, what we do is we get something online and we put it online for 30 days plus or minus. And the reason we do that is because we market. I tell folks we're a marketing company that happens to do auctions, how I explain it. Our marketing team is phenomenal. I have a lot of customers. I have about probably 10 people in my area alone that will buy from my competitor, ship it to their location, call me and have me come picture it up and put it on Purple Wave's website because they can make money doing that. But our marketing team, our IT technology team is fantastic, and that's really what sets us apart is how well we market.
We actually met a guy from the Amarillo Farm Show that is a rep for you guys in Amarillo.
Oh, really? Which was his name? Do you remember? I don't want to put you
I don't remember his name.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure who that would have been. Somebody else that's more, I don't know who that would have been, but
you have a lot of reps all over.
We do, yeah. We started, of course it started in Manhattan, and it was kind of like I hate to use this term, but a nuclear bomb. And so it just started expanding and growing out. And now we are, 2 years ago I would have said we go from Denver a little bit west to Chicago a little bit east. Now we are basically California to Maine to Florida to Washington, state of Washington. So we're kind of all over the place with reps in state.
So your other partner over there told me that you guys will be at Husker Harvest Days coming up.
Yeah, I think that's what they said. I wasn't aware of that, but it'll be a good time.
That's a big show in Grand Island.
Yeah, we have a couple of guys over there, Scott Weiss and Andy Devine will probably be at that show. I probably won't make that one, but it sounds like a good time.
Well, we got the kickoff of college football this weekend, too.
That's right. Yes, yes. Go Hawkeyes, right?
Well, they're playing, and so is the Cyclones. Both teams, I think, are at home.
Yeah, as long as they're not playing each other, I root for both of them, that's for sure.
So at this Farm Progress Show, do you guys attend this every time it comes here? Because it rotates between Illinois and Iowa.
We do. We come here, and we'll go to Illinois next year when it's there. Yep, we do. Yep.
What do you get out of these shows?
It's just more, you know, recognition. You know, people can see Purple Wave. They can see our banners. They can see our signs. They can get to know us. And it's like a snowball. We just want that snowball to keep on rolling down the hill and getting bigger and bigger, and more and more people to know who we are and how we do things and what we do, and realize that this really works and it works well.
So you just said a little bit ago that there's some guys coming up here that said they've never heard of you.
That's hard to believe.
It does happen. It's when I first started, which was 7-8 years ago. You know, you would ask people, "Have you heard of Purple Wave?" Back then, it was, you know, 50-50 whether they had or hadn't. Now it's 10% of the folks. I don't even know the numbers, but not many people have not heard of Purple Wave, but there's still folks out there that haven't heard of us.
I suppose you got the name for the state of Kansas, right?
That's right. The owner, Aaron and Susie McKee, they both went to Kansas State. And I guess the story is, and I might be embellishing a hair, but what I got is Aaron, one of the things he did right off the bat was he'd buy school buses, cut the roofs off of them, paint them purple, put some hot tubs inside of them, and tailgate the kids around, and he called it Purple Wave, and the name has never left. He just stuck with it.
See, I didn't know that part.
Yeah, yep. That's the story I've got. So now if Aaron was here yesterday, if he was here, I wish he was, he may correct me or tell me that I'm spot on, but that's pretty close to what I think the story is.
So do you think we're going to see an increase in farm auctions this winter?
Yeah, I do. You never know what's going to happen, but yeah, you know, we do an ag auction every 2 weeks. We had one yesterday. We'll have one in 2 weeks and another one in 2 weeks, and that's what we do with all of our auctions. Well, construction, ag, truck, trailer, vehicles and equipment, government, every 2 weeks we have one of those. Like right now we have upwards of 4,000 to 5,000 assets online, and that's the case throughout. So we stay pretty steady. We don't find too much, we don't find that it's too cyclical. We just find it's just pretty steady.
So is this your full-time job?
This is, yeah, absolutely. And I absolutely love it. I don't look at it as a job. I look at it as, I go out and I meet folks, and I look at it as a chance to, when I meet somebody for the first time, to make a friend. I mean, to get a relationship with somebody lifelong type thing. So I don't look at it as a job or anything like that.
So did you grow up around the Iowa City area?
Yeah, I grew up in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, which is north of Iowa City, about 30 miles. That's where I grew up. And now I live in Walford, which is a little south and west of Cedar Rapids.
You didn't go to Regis, did you?
I went to LaSalle High School. So LaSalle, it's funny you ask, LaSalle and Regis have combined. Now it's called Xavier. But LaSalle was on the west side, Regis was on the east side, and we competed against each other all the time and had a lot of fun and created some good relationships, and it was good times.
I bet you're a pretty good basketball player at 6'5".
I don't know. I was okay, I guess. But
did you get recruited to Iowa or Iowa State?
I actually went to Iowa, but I played football there. I went on scholarship to play football at Iowa.
Really? What year was that?
Oh, it was a long time ago, 1988.
Did you play tight end?
I was actually defensive tackle. I was a little more muscular back then.
Well, I figured you were a tight end there.
Nope, defensive tackle, yeah.
Probably, what, 6'5", 250?
I was about 275.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was talking to a former Hawkeye here.
Yeah, that's
did you act? Did you start?
Yeah, I did.
That's cool.
Yeah, you're embarrassing me, so.
Well, I'm in shock, you know. It's like I didn't know I had a football star here.
It's not a star, but just an average Joe that.
Did you get recruited into the NFL at all?
No, I did not. Nope.
Too bad you couldn't just walk on, right?
That's right. Well, that's right, and get paid.
There's been a lot of walk-ons at Iowa.
Yeah. So, no, actually, Iowa's football walk-on program is one of the best in the country. We have tons of my friends had walked on and ended up earning scholarships, and it's a great program they have there.
Did you ever meet a guy named Tim Dwight?
No, he was a little bit younger than me. I've never met Tim. No.
He was quite the player.
Yeah, he's excellent.
Hey, good to see you here at Purple Wave. Give out your number there if anybody wants to get a hold of Purple Wave Auction.
Yeah, the phone number is, I don't know our 800 number. You got me on the spot.
You can go on the website.
Go to purplewave.com, purplewave.com, and you'll find all of us. If you're in a certain region, you can go to our map and you can click on it and you'll find whoever your territory guy is and our gal is and get a hold of them and go from there, and we're happy to help. We're not an in-your-face group. We're there to tell you what we can offer, and from there, we'll just, if we can help you, we will.
Hey, before we run, who was your coach back then?
My position coach was a guy named Dan McCarney. My head coach...
Oh, yeah, he was with Iowa State.
Yep, and my head coach was Hayden Fry. And speaking of Kansas State, our offensive coordinator at the time was Bill Schneider, who coached at Kansas State.
Hey, Snyder Stadium.
Yeah, Snyder Stadium, so...
Wow.
In fact, well, Hayden Fry and Dan McCarney came to my childhood home there in Cedar Rapids and recruited me. And Hayden Fry said to my dad, he goes, you know, I've never thought I'd meet somebody that's uglier than me. And my dad's name is, he's passed, but his name was Dick Richard Wessels. He called, went by Dick. And he said, Dick, I've never thought I'd never meet anybody as ugly as me. Is what Hayden Fry said to him.
Really?
So, yeah, they loved each other. They had a good... Yeah, they were great.
That's pretty cool. Hey, Lad Wessels with us from the Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa. Have a good trip back home.
All right, Todd. I appreciate your time, man. I really appreciate this. Thank you.